Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Dalet, Sif Aleph. Yagalas Atzvah, a person should become accustomed, liponis erev uvoiker, to go to use the bathroom at the night and the morning. Shuzrizus from the Kiyas. It's a proper way of taking care of one's body, and it keeps the body clean. Im en yochel liponis, but if somebody has difficulty using the bathroom, yelech dalar amit, v'yeshiv, v'yamir atchi espanish, it's get up, walk four amis, sit down, and keep on doing so until he's able to clean himself. Or he should think of not concentrate on needing the bathroom. And like that, it'll help that he should be able to use the bathroom. Hamashin the kavav, if somebody holds himself back from using the bathroom when he has to, over mishim baal tishaksu. And if somebody holds himself back from urinating when he needs to, however, the halacha is that one only violates these halachas if he needs to use the bathroom to the degree that he can't hold himself back. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav continues to explain what that means is that he's at the point that as soon as he'll try to use the bathroom, he'll be able to use it immediately. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, for Kavod HaBrius, we could be lenient. And therefore, if a person can't find a private place to use the bathroom, or a Shlich Tzibur in the middle of being in front of the Amid, or somebody who's saying a Drasha in the middle of his Drasha, then in these cases, there's room to be more lenient. The Sharm Tzion Balocha, however, points out that those leniencies perhaps were only in a time and a place where there were the bathrooms were not right next to where we are. So therefore, we have to consider when can we avoid going to the bathroom. But now, where bathrooms are so convenient and all over, a person should use the bathroom as soon as he can. The Mukhei Or Chaim says that, however, if somebody was told that because of whatever situation he's in, health situation he's in, he should specifically hold himself back from using the bathroom, then the halacha is that somebody who holds himself back from using the bathroom in such a situation is not over the Avera Baal Tishaksu or La Yaakov. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Dalet Sif Beis teaches us Yetzenu B'Beis HaKiseh, when somebody goes to the bathroom, he should try to be as discreet and as modest as possible. Lo'yigale Atzmai Chiyeshev, he shouldn't uncover his body until he sits down. V'gam Az, even when he's sitting, Yitzamtzim, he should try to limit himself, Shloy L'Galus, not to uncover, Rak Mashem Murchuch Loy L'Galus, only what's necessary for him to uncover, Shloy L'Tanef is Begodov, to avoid getting his clothing dirty. V'Yizhar B'Zeh Gam B'Layla K'ma B'Yoyim, one should be careful about this by night and by day. The Kavod Chaim quotes the Sefer Yofel Alev, that somebody who acts this way in the lavatory by day and by night is protected from all types of Ruchai Sros, all types of Shadim, or Marich and Yama Vishnoisov, and it's a way to achieve long life. In Niftim and Makam Magula, Shem Shamachitzis, if he uses the bathroom in a place that's open, where there are no walls, Yechavin, he should try to sit in a way, Shepon of Ladorim Bachar Litzofen, his back to the south and his front to the north, or Ipcha, or vice versa. But, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Avo Bei Mizruch Lamariv, between the east side and the west side, Aser. V'myesh Mechitza, however, if there's a wall around the place that he's using the bathroom, Yochel Lifnais B'Cholinyan, he could use the bathroom any way he wants, in Machorev L'Zad Mechitza, as long as the place that he's uncovering from his body is towards the wall. Lashton, and to urinate, Mutter B'Chol Inyan. But the Gra says that even urinating should not be done towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim. And I saw that the Pesukim say specifically, if somebody is using the bathroom, one should always be careful not to use the bathroom, urinate, or defecate towards Yerushalayim, especially if one is in Yerushalayim. Lo yifnei b'fnei shem adam, you shouldn't use the bathroom in front of other people. V'afil b'fnei akamos, even in front of non-Jews. Avla hash the mutter, urinating is mutter. Afil b'yoyim, b'fnei rabim, even by day, if even in front of many people. Im tzarech l'kach, if it's absolutely necessary. Mishum dikas kana, it's dangerous if somebody needs to use the bathroom, if im yatzer es atzmai, if he will hold himself back, because that's dangerous. A person should try to go off to a place to the side and nobody should see him. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be very careful never to urinate against the wall of a Beis HaKnesses. Says the a person should not go to the bathroom standing. A person should not push himself to go to the bathroom. It's dangerous. If you push, you may dislodge the bowels. A person should be quick to leave the Beis HaKnesses until he's confident that he doesn't need to use the bathroom anymore. And if somebody uses the bathroom while he's standing, urinating, he should make careful that none of the urine should spritz on his shoes or on his clothing. And if they do, he has to be careful to clean them off. One should be very careful. He shouldn't hold on to the makom hamila when he goes to the bathroom. Even, says the Bi'ur Halacha, at the price that it may spritz on his body, one should be careful not to touch the makom, the takom hamila. Just as we learned that a person has to be very private when he goes to the bathroom, a person should always make sure the door where he's using the bathroom should be closed. If it's a place, it's a public bathroom, it should be locked in a way that nobody could come in while somebody's using the bathroom. And even urinals, Ramosha writes in his Tshuvas, should have a proper separator between the different stands. The Beis HaKnesses also lahar b'divrei Torah. One may not think about Divrei Torah while he's in the bathroom. L'chein b'yos shama. Therefore, when somebody is in the bathroom, toiv shehara ba'asokov u'b'cheshbein oisov, he should think about different things about his business matters or other situations. Shlo yovel dehirer, that he shouldn't come to think about Divrei Torah. Or on the contrary, he should be careful not to think chas v'shalom about aveira. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person sees that he's in the bathroom and the only way he could avoid thinking about Aveira is by thinking about Divrei Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah, then he's allowed to even think about Divrei Torah. But on Shabbos when you're in the bathroom, and Shabbos you're not allowed to think about your business matters, think about all the different things that you might have heard or seen. Rav David Medinov said that Yaakov Avinu sends Esav a message, im lovin garti, and Rashi quotes, v'taryag mitzvah shamarti. He asked, how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu could have fulfilled all taryag mitzvahs? That many mitzvahs are tluyas baritz, that not every mitzvah that one could think, could do, in all situations. So how could Yaakov make this declaration for Tariag Mitzvah Shamarti? So he explained that Yaakov Avinu was in a place of Avodah Zarah. Laban's home was a home that was full of Avodah Zarah. And as much as he was in a home full of Avodah Zarah, he was always very careful not to think Divrei Torah. Like we're learning now that a place that's not clean, we're not allowed to think Divrei Torah. So that, and somebody that does that, it's as if he kept Taryag Mitzvahs Shamarti. They say a story about Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber once was in the United States and he walked into a bathroom that on Shabbos that the lights automatically went on. The lights automatically went on and he realized that if he's going to leave the bathroom, it's going to cause that the lights will automatically go off. And he knew that therefore he can't leave the bathroom. So he remained in the bathroom the entire day. Finally, Motzei Shabbos, he was able to walk out of the bathroom. He said staying in the bathroom a whole day wasn't so difficult. He was doing it. It was his way of showing Shmirah Shabbos. The difficult part, he used to say, was not being able to think Divrei Torah all day. The Klaus Magrebe once said that the Das Kedoshim was once, there was somebody who didn't get along with the Das Kedoshim, and what he did was a terrible thing. He locked the Das Kedoshim into the bathroom. And when the Das Kedoshim was stuck there, it was terrible, and when he came out, he was very upset, and he wanted that the entire city should join together in doing something against this person who had done something so terrible. And he called together the entire town, and he made this impassioned speech about somebody who shows such terrible lack of derech eretz to Talmid Chachamim ought to be punished. And then, after he finished the speech, and the community was waiting for him to say what he expects them to do, he walks out. So they asked him, "What, you were true to be upset? This person prevented you from learning Torah for an entire day. But why did you walk out? Why didn't you finish what you started?" He said, "Because then I realized, would I have been so upset if it happened to somebody else? If it happened, only because it happened to me was I upset. And that's why I realized, let me think about if it was somebody else. If it's not, and how would I have reacted then?" One on the Ramah teaches us that one may not speak in the bathroom unless, says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Silmas Chaim, if it's something that's relevant to a person, that if it's not relevant to his using the bathroom. And the question that comes up, which we've spoken and we'll speak about again, is that the bathrooms that we have, Bizman Hazeh, may not be considered a full-fledged bathroom. And certainly if somebody goes into the bathroom not for the purpose of urinating or defecating, there he's allowed to speak if he goes to the bathroom for a medicine or for whatever else is in the bathroom. Should be careful to clean yourself properly. If there's even the smallest amount of soya left in the rectum, he won't be able to say any divrei Torah. Don't use the right hand because you use it to tie your tefillin. Similarly, when you use the left hand, don't use the middle finger because that's the finger that you wrap the tefillin on. And somebody who is a lefty, so he does everything with the left hand, he should use his right hand. The Paiskim are more lenient nowadays, because nowadays we clean ourselves with toilet paper, but still the Paiskim say, if it's possible for one to use his left hand, that would be preferable. Every time a person uses the bathroom, a filarak tipa achas, even for the smallest amounts, yichetz yoda b'mayim, he should wash his hands with water, rivarach b'ach ashiyotzer, and he should make a bracha ashiyotzer, v'akach ihetl mayim anifna. But if somebody will use the bathroom, v'shochach milvarach ashiyotzer, and he forgot to make ashiyotzer, v'akach shuv hitl mayim anifna, and then he went again, V'nisker, now he remembers, he didn't make a bracha for the first time he used the bathroom. Ein tzarach levarach rach pam achas, that he only makes one bracha. Now, this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that the halacha is that he should make a bracha every time. The Shulchan Aruch says that he should make the Ashiyotzer every time. As long as he doesn't go to the bathroom another time, he can make Ashiyotzer. That's the opinion of the Shaar Tshuva. However, the minig of the Ashkenazim, if he certainly doesn't have to use the bathroom, he can make Ashiyotzer for the previous time, even though it's quite a while since he used the bathroom. However, according to the Sfardim, the Kav HaChaim says that after having used the bathroom a half an hour ago, you may not make Ashiyotzer. Rav Avadya Yosef says, if it's 72 minutes since you used the bathroom last, you can't make Ashiyotzer. Certainly, even the Ashkenazim should be careful to make the Ashiyotzer as soon as possible after going to the bathroom. So, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you only make one Ashiyotzer. So, if you had to use the bathroom again, and now if you used the bathroom, you didn't make an Ashiyotzer, now you use it again, you make only one Ashiyotzer. The Shulchan Aruch, the Sfardim, say that you could say two Ashiyotzers, but even they agree that you can't say more than two Ashiyotzers. You can't make up more than one Ashiyotzer. Somebody drank something that causes him to go to the bathroom. And he knows he's going to have to use the bathroom many times.
The
Mishnah Berurah, however, quotes another opinion. If as long as you didn't drink something that causes you to really have to go to the bathroom, even though you know in likelihood you're going to have to go to the bathroom soon again, but as long as when you left the bathroom you don't have to use the bathroom, then you could and should make Ashiyotzer. The bracha of Ashiyotzer should be said word by word, paying attention to what the Ashiyotzer says. And it should be said, says the Yaivitz, standing. And it should be said after one already dried his hands. And he should not be doing anything else while he says the Ashiyotzer. And the Sefer Seder Hayoyim says that if somebody is careful in the way he recites the Ashiyotzer, that is a tremendous skula for a refuah that he should be healthy. Or if he needs to become healthy, to become healthy. Sif Simon Hain, the Koina Mokam of Dovashab Kedusha. Sif, it's Kasisa Seisecha, you should cover what exits your body. Keshemel Kechem Schar Bekere Machnecha, Vahoya Machnecha Kadosh. Vlayura Boervis Dover. You can lom to Chazal, from here Chazal teaches, should become Mokam as Sheshemel Kenu Salach Mimanu, wherever our Kaddish Baruch Hu is with us, which is everywhere. And certainly when we're working on a davish of a kedusha, could go in krishma of a tefila, like krishma or tefila, tzorach liyas hamach nekodesh, where we recite Torah, where we recite krishma, the place has to be holy. Shleitei tzoy megulasham, there shouldn't be any exposed waste. V'shiler dover erva kenegapon of shlodom, and you shouldn't see something that's supposed to be covered on a body. Hakarim spal, somebody who's learning or davening, should not see that. And as we learn these halachas, based on the Gemara in Sechta Brochus, Daf Chav Hei Amabeis, even though we just spoke about two separate halachas, the halacha of Tzoya, not being near us when we do a Davish of a Kedusha, and the halacha of Erva, not being next to us when we do a Davish of a Kedusha, the two halachas are not really identical, because when we speak about tzoya, it has to be separate from us, meaning it has to be dalet amos away from us. When we speak about erva, it has to be to a degree that we don't see it. So what would be a nafkamina? Let's say the tzoya is right behind us. It's within our dalet amos. We don't see it. So there would be a problem. It would still be also to say krishma or davin or learn. If the erva is behind us, where we can't see it. If it's right behind us, it's fine. On the other hand, if it's in front of us, as long as the tzoya is distant 4 amos, we can learn or daven. But if the erev is in front of us, even though it's more than 4 amos away, but we could see it, we can't learn or daven. I saw a pshat. A person should be careful not to see, not to look what he's not supposed to look. And if a person behaves in such a manner, he will be zoicha l'man tiskru. We all want to be able to be blessed with a good memory. The pasuk says, acting this way, of being careful not to see what we're not supposed to see, is a way to enhance our memory.